Three's Company actress Suzanne Somers' cause of death revealed by Simon Kent on October 27, 2023. The cause of death for the Three's Company actress Suzanne Somers earlier this month was revealed Friday. The mother of one died at her home in Palm Springs, California, following a long battle with an aggressive form of breast cancer, her publicist Tara Curry Hay previously shared in a statement. Authorities have since determined the cancer also spread to the 76-year-old's brain, listing Somers' official cause of death as breast cancer with metastasis to the brain in a death certificate obtained by The Blast October 26. Somers' manager also confirmed her official cause of death to E! News. The actress had breast cancer for over 23 years. In July, she shared on Instagram that her breast cancer had returned, as Breitbart News reported. Like any cancer patient, when you get that dreaded, it's back, you get a pit in your stomach. Then I put on my battle gear and go to war, she told Entertainment Tonight at the time. This is familiar battleground for me and I'm very tough. She was first diagnosed in 2000, and also had skin cancer. Prior to her death, the step-by-step star had been in Chicago seeing specialists about her medical condition, and had appeared to be doing better, her husband shared. All of a sudden she wasn't responding and she wasn't eating and she wasn't taking her meds, he continued. As I know her so well, I thought, I wonder if I should call 911? And I knew that she wouldn't want that and that she did not want to go to a hospital. Her family celebrated what would have been her 77th birthday on October 16, sharing a video on her Instagram page of them singing in front of a pink heart cake with bright candles. Thank you for the outpouring of love and affection for Suzanne, the caption read. So many of you have asked what you can do to support our family. The most comforting gesture for us is to hear how Suzanne affected all of your lives. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.